Hi. So, I am recording this because I want to practice saying stuff I like, saying stuff I'm into, saying the stuff I want out loud. I'm like pretty scared because I've never said most of it out loud. Or, like, if I have, it's only been to myself. I've never, like, dirty talked with someone, live. I don't do, like, phone sex, none of that, because I'm terrified of saying this all out loud. So, we're gonna try it here. Yeah. Try not to judge me for what I'm into, if you can. So, yeah. Oh, there's a cop. I'm driving right now because, oh, fuck, he's following me. Alright. So, the phone will have to be far away for now because the cop is following me. So, yeah. I'm just gonna talk. I'm not gonna try and make it like sexy. I'm not gonna try to do all that. I'm just gonna say them. Yeah. So I am like, I'm super into like really big dudes. Like, the thought of being, like, completely towered over by someone way bigger than you is so, it's just so hot. Like, I want to feel so tiny because I'm not a really, you know, I'm not a really tiny person. I'm short, but, like, you know, I'm built. I'm not super small. So, like, the thought of someone being way bigger than me when I'm already not that small is, like, really fucking hot. Yeah. Like, I want to be towered over. I want to be enveloped by someone else's body. Like, I want to be pinned down by their weight. Because they're just so big. What else? I feel like there's so much. I love the thought of being used and then just, like, thrown away. Like, the idea of being used like a fleshlight, just, like, over and over, just get repeatedly filled up and just tossed to the side like nothing even happened. Yeah. I like being degraded. Like, slut, whore, all that. Especially if they say, like, my in front of it, like, my little slut. Yeah, I really like that. I really like slow but really hard strokes. Way that those feel, not that I super know what that's like in person, because the person I was with, I don't even remember what it felt like, to be honest, but like when I use a toy or like I'm playing, you know, by myself, I go slow but I go so hard, and it just, oh, it feels so good. And then the thought of that plus someone being really bigger than me like way bigger than me, all using their whole force to just fucking rail me. Wow. Yeah. Not only that, but I love women. The idea. Oh my god. I want to eat a girl out so bad. I want to take my sweet time. I want to go painfully slow. Just tease her for so long. Well, I want to do that with men too. I'm really big into like astrology and all that. And most of my signs in my chart are Taurus. And I mean, it's not really, I think it's related because I like astrology and all that, but I'm a really sensual person, and I really like taking my time. Like, I don't really, there's no need to rush, in my opinion. And oh my god, just teasing someone so slowly until I can't handle it anymore. I want to see them squirm. I want them to beg me to go faster. Like, oh. Yeah. Not to mention spitting. This is such, it's such like, such a newfound love. I want someone to spit in my mouth, grab me by my face, tell me open my fucking mouth, and just spit right in it. Oh my god. That's so fucking hot. I love when men get aggressive. Like, I mean, like I said, I'm not a super small girl or anything. So, like, if someone wants to pick me up and toss me around, like, that's gonna take some power. That's gonna take some willpower. Some aggression. Yeah. Ooh. And I think that's so sexy. If someone can toss me around like it's nothing, I want that. Big men, hit my line. Or if you're just strong. You know, I don't really care if you're big or not. I say I like big men and all that, but I like so many kinds of people. And if you're strong enough to pick me up and toss me around, no matter what, you know, size you are, I'll be impressed. And as much as I like, you know, going slow and teasing other people, I want to be teased. I want someone to go painstakingly slow on me, because it's the little intimate moments like that, like when someone just so lightly like runs their hand up your thigh, just using their fingertips, going so slow. That's like, oh my god, that's hotter than sex. Like, just someone making every single moment feel good for you. That's incredible. Like really slow, kissing down your body, kissing my neck, but just going so slow. Oh, I love that. Clearly, I just like going slow. But, and don't get me wrong, going fast is just as exciting. Like, something that I haven't experienced, but something that sounds like it'd be incredible because I've done it with myself while listening to audios, is being on top, and they say, like, and they say lean forward so they can thrust up into you really fast and really hard. That's wow. Like, that's, I want that. I want to feel someone absolutely unleash all of their force on me. Hard, fast, and rough. As much as I want hard, slow, and rough. Oh, just like aggression, power. It's so sexy to me. But for women, I just want to cater to women. I want to make her feel good. Like, I want to be the one making her come. I want to be the one. I want her to hold my head against her while she grinds on my face and uses me to make her come. I want that. I want to be squeezed in between her thighs. Especially a woman with, like, big legs. That's fucking sexy. But I also want to be, I also want to be taken care of. It doesn't always have to be, rough and hard and degradation, spitting. It doesn't always have to be that. I love a good, like, lazy fuck. Cock warming! Oh my god. Whenever I'm done playing, I will just sit there with the toy in me for like a half an hour, 20 minutes, because it just feels so comfortable, and I don't want to take it out. So the thought of just laying there with someone in me, oh yeah, cock warming is that's a big one. I would like that. I'm not super big into being tied up, but I really want to tie other people up, especially a man. Whoa. Just so he can't do anything, and I can do whatever I want to him. Watching him struggle against the restraints, because he's so bad, just wants to, like, throw me on the ground because I'm teasing him too much. I want to see the aggression build because he can't do anything about it. I just want to use him. Use him like a dildo, and he can't do anything about it. Same for women. Just want to tease her relentlessly. She can't do anything about it. I can take as much time as I want. I can go as slow and as painstaking as I want. I love that. Also, I love wrapping my legs around someone when they're inside me. Just pulling them so close. I love the intimacy of missionary. Just the closeness is so comforting. It heightens all the senses. Everything being so intimate and close and passionate, I guess. Even though I know a lot of people, you know, shit on missionary. I need to get fucked. That's what I'm gathering from this. It's been a while. It gets really old doing it yourself. Plus, the last time I was with somebody, the only time I was with somebody, should I say, he didn't even try to make me come, which is frustrating because, you know, my expectations were already pretty low, but it sucks because I can do it so easily. It doesn't take a lot of effort. I can do it 3-4 times. 10 minutes. I want someone to make me come that many times. I want someone to force orgasms out of me. Oh, I forgot to mention the biggest one. This goes with, like, one of the first things I said. But being pounded so hard, not necessarily fast, but so hard that it makes me cry because it's so overwhelming. I want tears to come out of my eyes. I want to be fucked so hard. I don't even know where I am. I want to be fucked so hard, I forget my own name. Like, I want that. I mean, a few times by myself, I've made myself cry because it just felt so good. There's something really special just about going really hard. So the thought of someone else. Like, if I can do it with just a toy in my arm, the thought of someone fucking me with their whole body weight, especially, like, a big dude over, like, 200, 250, that is so fucking sexy. That is so hot. I think about that every day. Like, if I'm about to go to sleep, the thought in my head is just getting fucking railed until I cry. Because I want it so bad. I'm turned on thinking about it right now. I want that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, as much as I like, degradation and, like, those kind of names, I love praise. I love good girl, I love princess, I love all of that. Like, I want to be told, "You're being so good for me. You know, you take my cock so well. You did such a good job. I'm about to levitate out of my car thinking about that. Or I think my favorite statement is, you look so pretty. Like, you look so pretty when you take my cock. You look so pretty when you do anything. It's, that sets me on fire. The thought of someone saying that to me. Well, I think that's all I have for now. That felt good to get out, because I don't talk about this ever. It's hard for me to say out loud, or to type even, because I just get so embarrassed seeing the words laid out, especially. It's, yeah. But when it's just me in my car talking to the void, I can say them. But yeah, if I think of any more, I'll make another one. But I think I got all the big ones, all the ones that really are on my mind. Like, these are the things I think about in my audios. Oh, and I love growling. Like, animalistic, feral sounding growling. Like, I know you probably won't go listen to him, but in my one audio, I was listening to, his name is Nostromo, like his username, and his voice is so deep, and oh my god, when he growls, I feel like I can just feel him on top of me, and it's so, it's overwhelming. Yeah, I really like that. Just like vocal men, because I feel like men really aren't. At least the person I was with wasn't vocal at all, which is really depressing. Because men can really sound good when they make noise. Oh, I want to. And, like, all kinds. Moaning, like, regular moaning, whimpering. Men with high voices, men with deep voices. All of it. Same thing with women. All off. But it's nice to hear, like, real woman moans. Not the moans women have been conditioned to think they should sound like because of porn and stuff. Like, if I can tell way more with female audios than I can with men. Like, men's, most of them sound right, unless they're being really quiet, which I'm like, okay, I feel like you've been conditioned to be quiet because porn obviously emphasizes the woman, and because it's geared towards men, so the men in the porn aren't really gonna make noise. But with women, it's so much easier to tell when they're either faking their moans or they sound a certain way because they've been conditioned to think they should sound like that. So when you hear, like, real women moan, it's incredible. I get butterflies. Same thing with men. Just when you can tell that someone just feels so good, they can't hold back the sounds coming out of them. It's incredible. And I want to be the person that makes someone else, you know, not be able to hold back. I want to let someone else, I want to be the one that causes someone else to uncork, you know? Yeah. All right. I think that's really it for now. I think I got most of it out. And I feel really good about it. I know I didn't say anything particularly in a particularly sexy way. I was just saying them to say out loud. Get comfortable expressing my thoughts. I don't know how comfortable I'll be, in an audio. Just because knowing the microphone is there already kind of makes me nervous. And I'm already not a super vocal person to begin with. So being vocal in general is already, not hard, but it's, scary, kind of. So saying these things, which I'm scared to say on top of that, is a lot. But who knows? Maybe now that I've said them out loud, I'll be able to start actually saying them. So yeah.